Tefatu Ora has admitted the government's desire to cut nearly $100 million from the new Dunedin hospital build has delayed its opening by almost a year. Health officials fronted the public and media in the southern city yesterday, but notable in their absence were the politicians who made the call to cut the rebuild plans. Timothy Brown has more.
Just before Christmas last year, the government announced a number of cuts to the planned facilities in the new Dunedin hospital it had signed off in 2021. This came after the project's budget blew out by $200 million. The government responded by agreeing to stump up just over half of that, a further $110 million, but it also required $90 million in cuts. Dunedin Mayor Jules Raddick says the message from the people of Dunedin is simple.
What we want is delivery of the services and facilities as promised in the detailed business case.
Yesterday, officials from Te Whatu Ora explained the cabinet decision to those in the south. But what's clear is those public servants are having to explain what is a purely political decision. Te Whatu Ora's Director of Delivery, Monique Fowler, yesterday confirmed the decision to redesign the hospital is why its opening has now been delayed by almost a year to 2029.
Yes, the redesign of the inpatient building has pushed the timetable out to a 2029 opening, and where it was a 2028 opening, there's no change to the delivery date for the outpatient building.
The outpatient building has already been delayed, with its original planned opening late this year already pushed out to 2025. Local advisory group chair Pete Hodgson told the public forum that of the $90 million in cuts, more than half are architectural and unrelated to clinical services. Dunedin City Councillor Jim O'Malley said the cuts should end there.
So if that $90 million shortfall has now dropped down to $45 million, my question actually isn't to you, it's to the two PAs of our local Labour MPs. Why can't we just close that gap at this point? If this is a decision of Cabinet, that gap is getting closer and closer to being closed. So why can't we send a message back to Wellington, close the gap with a check?
Absent were the politicians who've made the decision not to spend an extra $45 million on the hospital. Dr. John Chambers, a former Southern DHB board member and a senior emergency department doctor, says he hopes they're feeling the pressure.
Sure, the Cabinet are observing what's happening in Dunedin and the strength of feeling about this project in Dunedin, and perhaps they may consider the budgetary cuts.
He has no confidence the now $1.58 billion budget will be the final figure.
Well, I think it will be exceeded by quite a lot of money in the end. And one wonders whether any savings there are actually not false economy.
And when asked if he sees any benefit to not fronting up with the money needed to ensure the detailed business case is built, he only needs a single word.
No.
Te Whatu Ora Southern's Clinical Transformation Group Deputy Chair, Professor Patrick Manning, says hospital clinicians want assurance from the government that no further cuts will be needed, even as costs balloon around the world.
I think we've pared down the hospital such that it will still be a very functional state-of-the-art hospital, but any further reductions would have a significant impact on clinical capacity.
Mayor Jules Raddick says the council remains hopeful it can pressure the government to stump up more cash.
Timothy Brown in Dunedin.